Oh God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Planter and foremost prince of times, you give the day for laboring, and darker night for slumbering. You fix them separate orderly. A mind that's chaste may you direct, lest shadowy and noiseless foe, with dire and fearful wounds of heart, by darts his envy manifest. Vacant of ardor be our chests, nor let them any firebrand bear, which clinging fast upon our sense, the mind's own vigor they might slash. Presta pater piissime, patrique comparunice, cum spiritu paraclito regnans per omnes saeculum. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Hear this, all you peoples. Give heed, all who dwell in the world, men both high and low, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish, and must leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their ruler. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers and will never see the light anymore. In his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, says the Lord. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men from every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. The virgin, indeed any unmarried woman, is concerned with the things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy.
The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy.
They are brought into the King's dwelling place
amid gladness and joy.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The virgins are led into the presence of the King amid gladness and joy.
When the bridegroom came, he found the wise virgin ready to enter the wedding feast with him. Magnificat, anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatore meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatam et dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius in progenies et progenies dimensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente quarti sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes in plevit bonis, et divites dimisit in anes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When the bridegroom came, he found the wise virgin ready to enter the wedding feast with him.
Christ extolled those who practiced virginity for the sake of the kingdom. Let us praise him joyfully and pray to him.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, you presented the church to yourself as a chaste virgin to her spouse. Keep her holy and inviolate.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Christ, the holy virgins went out to meet you with their lamps alight. Keep the fidelity of your consecrated handmaids burning brightly.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Lord, your virgin church has always kept its faith whole and untarnished. Grant all Christians a whole and untarnished faith.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
You have given your people joy in celebrating the feast of your holy virgin, Teresa. Give us constant joy through her intercession.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
You have admitted the holy virgins to your marriage banquet. In your mercy, lead the dead to your heavenly feast.
Jesus, example of virgins, hear us.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who called the Virgin Saint Teresa to respond to the love of your Son thirsting on the cross, with outstanding charity to the poor, grant us, we beseech you, by her intercession to minister to Christ in our suffering brothers and sisters, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exoles filii Evae, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum valle. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesu, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.